The University of Colorado announced today that it will not fire its head football coach or any of the school's administrators over the widely publicized scandal involving football recruiting. The university has decided to reinstate suspended head coach Gary Barnett. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
At a news conference today in Boulder, University of Colorado President Betsy Hoffman said the university will undergo sweeping changes as a way to address the controversy that surrounded the school in recent months. Reports of sex and alcohol being used to entice football recruits and at least 9 allegations of sexual assaults by football players prompted investigations by the school and the NCAA. President Hoffman says the athletic department's autonomy will be reduced and it'll be held more accountable. This month, a commission investigating the scandal criticized university officials for lax oversight, but Hoffman says none of those officials will lose his job, including controversial head football coach Gary Barnett.
Yes, Coach Barnett has his shortcomings, but within this group there was an overwhelming sense that he has been a great mentor regarding life lessons and ethics for hundreds of young men and women.
In February, Barnett was suspended with pay after calling Katie Nida a terrible player. Nida was a kicker on the Colorado football team who said she was raped by a teammate. Barnett also gave his public support to a player accused of assaulting another young woman. University of Colorado sociology professor Joanne Belknap has publicly criticized the school's handling of the scandal. She says today's news compromises the integrity of the university.
There's a message that you can be an incredibly sexist and loose supervisor and nothing's going to happen to you, and you can keep these unbelievably high-paying jobs.
NCAA President Miles Brand has been outspoken about the need to fix the kinds of problems that have surfaced to Colorado. In a written statement following today's announcement, he said, quote, "Personnel decisions are always within the purview of the university, and it's inappropriate to comment on those," end quote. Tom Goldman, NPR News.